Renewable Energy Update is a weekly segment on the Wednesday Daily where we explore the world of renewable energy, of course. Today, Dr. Matt Wright spoke to Dr. Anastase Soriada about recent work at UNSW showing how gallium can make silicon solar cells more stable.
Thanks for joining me on Renewable Energy Update.
Hi, Matthew. Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's really nice to be chatting to you. And today we are talking about recent work on gallium-doped silicon solar cells. But firstly, I mean, over the past maybe 20 years, the kind of solar cells that you would see on a roof, the main material is silicon, but we also put some small amount of other materials, and over the last 20 years, that's mainly been boron. So can you tell us about what is the role of adding this bit of boron into the silicon to make a solar cell work?
Yeah, sure. So in a solar cell, basically sunlight is converted into electricity. So how it works is when sunlight hit the solar cell, the electrons from the atom was actually dislodged from its what you call a resting place. So initially the electrons cannot really move around, but then from the energy from the sun, now it can freely move around. And electrons are the one who is responsible to conduct electricity. So for this to work properly, these electrons have to flow in one direction. So without something to direct it, it will just moving in a random direction. So you don't actually get electricity. To direct the flow of electrons, what you need is like two materials on top of each other, where one side is more positive and the other side is more negative. So basically, we create an electric field within the material. And to create this electric field, we actually dope the silicon with two different materials, one side with phosphorus, which create a negative side, and the other side is boron, which create the positive side. So this way, the electrons only flow in one direction and it can conduct electricity.
This recent work, it kind of uses gallium-doped, is kind of looking at gallium-doped cells. So what would be the advantage of, instead of using the boron to make the kind of more positive charge, what is the advantage of we incorporate gallium instead of boron?
So there's actually multiple elements can be used to make one side of the solar cell more positive. Boron and gallium are some of the examples. The good thing about gallium is that it's actually more stable than boron. So we have been using boron for a while now, and we actually noticed that boron create degradation effect during the operation of the solar cell itself. So the light that is used to generate electricity is also the one that is responsible to create degradation in the solar cell, and that is because of the presence of boron and oxygen. During the growth of the material, when you put the boron inside, you also put some oxygen. So if we move into gallium, it doesn't have that degradation mechanism anymore. So by moving into gallium, we basically have a more stable solar cell.
So that sounds good that we kind of make it more stable. And I'm interested why, so if we move to gallium, if the last 20 years or 30 years has been we use boron, then why like all of a sudden it's moved to using gallium to make the electric field in the solar cell?
So there is this thing called patent. So the usage of gallium has been protected by a patent, and that patent actually expired just last year. So recently, since last year, a lot of the manufacturers around the world have been moving to gallium, actually. So there's not really a lot of barrier. It's mostly just the patent.
Okay. Well, it's very interesting to hear that, you know, this kind of patent, I guess, has held the technology for so long, but now the floodgates are open and it's switching to the gallium rather than boron. It seems as though, I mean, gallium is supposed to be more stable, but can you tell us a bit about the recent research at UNSW on using gallium to make these solar cells?
At UNSW, we started looking into gallium the last couple of years, and One of the most significant work that we just had is we actually incorporate gallium doped wafer for silicon heterojunction cell. So just to give you an idea, what is a silicon heterojunction? It's basically the currently the highest efficiency solar cell made from silicon. So the silicon heterojunction has commonly been implemented on n-type wafer, and the reason of this is because p-type is less stable because of the boron, and also the performance of p-type using boron is significantly lower than n-type wafer. But with our recent result with gallium doped wafers, not only the performance is higher than the boron dope, but it's also more stable. So this kind of like open up an opportunity for gallium doped wafers to be used in silicon heterojunction structure. And why this is interesting is because gallium doped wafers is actually cheaper than the n-type phosphorus doped wafer. So this gives a bit of opportunity for cost saving in the future.
So basically, because you, like in the old days, we use a n-type wafer doped with phosphorus. It gives very high efficiency, but it's quite expensive. And I guess the reason that we couldn't shift to boron is because it has too much degradation. But now you say that the when we use gallium instead of boron, now it's more stable?
Yes, correct. So we don't, we basically don't have that barrier anymore on the stability side.
Okay, well, I think, you know, that's very interesting results. And thank you very much for coming on the show today to tell us a little bit about what's happening in the world of commercial solar cells. Thank you, Anastasia.
Thank you, Matt.
That was Dr. Matt Wright speaking with Dr. Anastas Sor-Iyadi about how gallium is making silicon solar cells more stable.